You're going to hear a lot about the Farm Bill over the next several months. Congress is currently negotiating the 2018 version. And if it's anything like the current Farm Bill, the new one will be a $500 billion monster piece of legislation. And it's fascinating to see it come together politically because it's a classic case of strange bedfellows. You have rural lawmakers who want the subsidies for farmers, for farmland protection and conservation, and small town revitalization. And you have urban lawmakers who want money for nutrition assistance, food banks, that sort of thing. They get together and they make a deal, even across party lines, which seems amazing these days. But you also have conservatives who want to cut food stamps. And you have liberals who want to cut subsidies for huge farms. And they become strange bedfellows. And man, there will be twists and turns and horse trading right up to the final vote. New York goes wading into all this as a state that's putting more and more emphasis on agriculture and its products, from Greek yogurt to farm breweries. New York State is starting to craft its Farm Bill strategy on today's Story of the Day. Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Tuesday, Rocktober 3rd. Forgot to wish you a very merry Rocktober yesterday. Rock out as best you can this month. And hey, if you have any great Rocktober musical suggestions, please shoot them my way. David@ncpr.org. First up, tonight is the big congressional candidate forum in Canton. 7 Democrats and 1 Republican will get time to introduce themselves to voters. They're all hoping to take on Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik next November, 13 months from now. According to organizers, Stefanik herself was invited to attend but declined. We'll be there and we'll be recording each of the candidates' comments and putting them online as soon as we can so you can listen to them. The organizers, Right the Power NY21, say they'll be recording the event as well and posting it on social media. The forum is from 7 to 9 tonight at the Canton High School Auditorium. Every 5 years, Congress debates a huge piece of legislation that has a disproportionate impact on rural places like the North Country. It's the Farm Bill, a $100 billion a year hodgepodge that funds everything from crop insurance to food stamps. New York has often been on the margins of these discussions in Congress compared to states of the breadbasket like Iowa and Illinois and Kansas. Yesterday in Watertown, state agriculture officials launched a series of hearings to help make New York more central to those talks at a time when the Trump administration is seeking big cuts. I went to that hearing, and here's my story. The Farm Bill is really a misnomer. It's about much more than just agriculture. At Monday's hearing, State Ag Commissioner Richard Ball ticked off a list.
Conservation, nutrition, research, forestry, energy, horticulture, disaster assistance.
In fact, that nutrition part, which includes food stamps, food banks, emergency help for people who are hungry, that's 80% of the Farm Bill. Tina Cobb of the North Country Prenatal Perinatal Council says when she does outreach in public, that's what matters most to people she sees.
Women were crying and saying, we don't know how we would survive without these benefits. So I think it's really important that we keep that in mind as we look at the agricultural bill.
When the last Farm Bill was passed in 2014, crop prices were high, but milk prices in particular have tumbled since. Jessica Shillery Smith's husband is a dairy farmer in Canton.
I almost didn't want to raise my hand because I feel like you guys know what we struggle with. We struggle with low milk prices, and we also struggle with finding labor. And so I don't think it's a small versus large farm issue. I think we all struggle with the fact that it costs more money to produce a gallon of milk than we get paid for a gallon of milk.
State Agriculture Commissioner Richard Ball said dairy and other New York crops, from lettuce to broccoli, get short change compared to the big commodities like corn, soybeans, and cotton. And the new Farm Bill should change that.
It can't be just thought of as a niche crop anymore. New York does figure nationally into conversations about dairy, and we need to make sure that that's represented fully in the Farm Bill as we go forward.
Some of the 50 people at the hearing stood up to defend business loans or education programs, land conservation efforts, or hunger eradication programs. President Donald Trump's name didn't come up, but his budget plan to slash food stamps by a quarter and cut back on crop insurance programs sure seemed to be on people's minds. Assemblywoman Addie Jenny said New York will have to fight just to keep funding for those programs level.
All of you sitting here today gives me great hope that we can gear up because we all have to gear up. This is such high stakes.
Congress has sent mixed messages so far. An initial Senate budget plan largely spares cuts from the Farm Bill. But the House version cuts $1 billion a year, mostly from food stamps. Neither has cuts as sharp as President Trump's plan called for. State Senator Patty Ritchie chairs the Senate Agriculture Committee in New York. She says hearings like these will be the foundation for New York's strategy on farm bill talks.
This is a way that the state can put together a list of items to forward on to our congressional representation.
Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik has weighed in on a part of the farm bill. She said she backs a push for a better insurance program for dairy farmers. State agriculture officials say they'll be holding more hearings like these to hear what New Yorkers' priorities should be for the farm bill talks. The next one is later this month in Morrisville. David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio, Watertown. It's me again back in Story of the Dayland. We have more news all the time at ncpr.org. And if you're listening to this by way of podcast, please take a moment to rate the Story of the Day podcast. Go to your podcatcher of choice and write a review. Thank you very much. Back tomorrow with the best of NCPR news. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.